Welcome to The Way Freedom Flies, and I hope that you all had a very blessed week and you've enjoyed it. We just witnessed Trump come through on the Super Tuesday and take most of the states, which I'm sure you're like me. We all believe was going to be the case, but, you know, we have Nikki Haley and running against him, and she wanted to make her mark on things. Taking Vermont. I mean, she took D.C. too. And is that really telling that she took D.C.? Is that something people are paying attention to or interested in? Because it kind of showed me that the swamp is that. The swamp is controlling. The swamp wants the D.C. The D.C. part of this, the swamp wants Nikki Haley, and well, I guess now we're here and we're seeing the outcome of that. It is really interesting to see how this is all laying out, and by now Nikki Haley, right? She's came out and dropped her campaign after Super Tuesday here, and we even get Mitch McConnell and everybody else kind of endorsing endorsing Trump, right? And I'd be very careful just to go through and follow and be like, oh yeah, they're all endorsing and we all have to work together. I know I had already mentioned somebody saying we need all the Republicans we can get to go vote and to get this all cleaned up. And I noticed that some of them now are saying to Nikki Haley, we don't need your support and everything else. Well, make up your mind. You all have all that have been listening to me know my stance on it is that if you're willing to come over to Trump, fine, but don't want me to get in line with your thinking. We are not just going to change our values to what you would want. That doesn't make any sense, nor should we dissolve our American First vision for your main street or Wall Street vision, your worldly selling out and spending and taking the money from the American people. I saw a great meme today, and it went through and said, let me make sure. You're against taxation without representation. I'm against taxation. We are not the same. And I agree. We are not the same, right? We have right now, and I think this is the amazing thing of what Trump is kind of doing is undoing the veil of what is all happening right now. The more Trump is involved, the more people that talk about politics, the more people that pay attention, the better. People are going to be noticing. I think we are just in this movement, and as I have been talking about politics for way longer than I care to mention, shorter time podcast, but politics with friends, family, people around me. I've always been interested in seeing where people stand, wanting to understand how to connect with the person, what their pain points are. Maybe I'm just that weird person growing up that's always wanted to know those things. But I also want to know and put forth the best effort to make sure we're following the Constitution and having our God-given rights all over the place in our lives, not taken away from us by government. But government in the restriction zone, government in the small zone, government in the shrinking form, not the expanding form, not the one that just spent more money than what the Democrats do. This is especially with the spending packages, the minibus or whatever they're calling it, is crazy expensive. But it is where we are at, right? There is And I hope that this is continuing. I think there is a turning of the guard of what is going on. And we're seeing a lot of Republicans, older ones, kind of these rhinos, Republican in name only, hopefully just die off. Hopefully just not continue on the path that they are going on. Now, I don't know if we're going to succeed. Remember, the Tea Party was there. I think we're going to succeed. I think with the grace of God and God and working with God, we are going to get this corrected. We just have to proceed with the faith of God and progress with God on our side. I don't trust like Toomey. I don't trust all these Mitch McConnell going through and saying, yeah, we support Trump. Nikki Haley saying, you know, back through, you know, she didn't really support Trump. But I don't trust all these people that say that they're on our side. This is something that we have to be focused on and continue to not listen to the politicians that are already in office. And if they say something, take note of it. And I mean in this that they are elected officials. They are not amazing officials. They are not amazing decision makers. They are not people that their decisions would be something that you would want to take to your family and they would make the right decision. If these people in Washington were, I mean, the only thing I would take these politicians for are their market stock investments, because they seem to hit at a quite high clip, way higher than the normal market, it seems like. So I think that their investment tools of their insider trading, if the government would ever wake up from its coma and see this, but the SEC, I don't know. Yeah, they got to be in a coma. Their investment tips. But other than that, would you want these politicians making decisions for this, for you? And I say no, so why are you worried about their endorsements of who they endorse? And why do you want them to endorse people? And then that is a good thing if they endorse Trump or whatever else. It's not. And in fact, I think Trump should, and I hope he will, learn from the past and use that as an opportunity for him, for what people or for what endorsements they give him for free. He wrote The Art of a Deal. Trump did. And I don't know if you've read The Art of the Deal. If you haven't, it's not a bad read. It's a really good read, especially for those that maybe want to learn a little bit about deal making, especially how Trump thinks about it. I think it's a great mindset when you're making a deal. But I think that there is an opportunity here for the America First movement, for the Christian movement, for the God-given rights movement, for the constitutional movement, for the American movement, that you can use it to your advantage. And people say, well, Mitch McConnell wants to use it to his advantage. See, I endorsed you, that helped you get elected, blah, 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 blah. I can see that angle. But here's what Trump can do. Mitch, you more than owe me. Your wife was in the cabinet, and looking back at it, she shouldn't have been. You needed my assistance to endorse you to get you by in your election. I think there would have been some cheating there in his angle from Mitch, but still needed. But I think that there is an opportunity here that Trump has the negotiating party he needs to make the deal for whatever it is. I was reading from the Conservative Treehouse, right? And they do a great job over there. But he, on Twitter, he's like, Trump doesn't necessarily have the problem of the Mitch McConnell. He has the problem of about 25 conservatives, 20 to 25 conservatives there in the Senate that he has to, let me see if I can't find the exact tweet here that he said. But I agree with him. I think that he is, I think that there is an opportunity here for Trump to kind of do the right thing and stuff and get everything right, but there is about 20 to 25 Republicans in the Senate that are rhinos, that are backstabbers, that are horrible, horrible people. It will be interesting. In fact, he posed a question, the Conservative Treehouse, Last Refuge on Twitter, Last Refuge 2. When Trump wins the 2024 election, how many Republican senators will change their parties in lame duck period? None, 1 to 3, 3 to 5, more than 5. I can see more than 5. But it is a purging. It is not a... It is a purging of the Republican Party that is happening. If the Republican Party is going to last, it needs to be purged. It needs to be purged of the rhinos. It needs to get American first, godly people in there first. And I think that we are moving that direction. Right? And so, man, going through this, I'm missing all my tweets. I'm missing the tweet that I read today. It was a busy day today, so I am not exactly all, have all my notes that I wanted to have, but, and what we have here is, the Conservative Treehouse did write an article called Machiavellian Mitch McConnell strategically endorses Trump. And it is a good article. It's something that we have to pay attention to. And I've been trying to do it, right? The Senate, these rhinos, these, as he calls, Decepticons, are moving to, you know, support candidates that are to mitigate the election of Trump when Trump is elected. Now, in all of this, I do think it's going to backfire to some level. I think there's going to be a constant purging, right? Because you have McConnell, you have, you know, Collins, you know, Warren. And I think that you'll probably have a way that they support Adam Schiff to replace Mark Warner, as he puts in here, for the SSCI, Schiff chair. And that way that they keep the pressure on trying to hamstring what Trump is capable of doing. Now, I do think Trump is going down the line of understanding that. And if he's understanding it, I think that there is a way out of it. So there is a lot of interesting stuff that is going on. Now, one thing that we have to start kind of talk about here, getting into it, is this spending. We're going to have the State of the Union, what is it, tomorrow or something? The mumble of the Union. I don't know if any of you are going to go pay attention to it, but, you know, if you want, you can pay attention to somebody lying in front of you for however long he is capable of talking and not falling over. Oh, man. You know it's true. I don't know. I'll watch clips. I don't know if I could put myself through it. I think that's cruel and unusual punishment. And I don't like to punish myself. I like to enjoy my free time when I have it. I wouldn't say I had free time to watch this, but the clips of it, and I think I'll be more happy about the memes of it. So that's what I'm going to be doing. But we know what the State of the Union is. It's in shambles. I was talking to a friend today. We were going through back and forth a little bit and talking about some stuff. And what was interesting was is when we were chatting, we got into the topic of, let's see, let me pull it up here. We got on the topic of Trump said that he wanted the smartest people in office, right? The smartest people. And if we watch Biden, the resident there, and he's doing the exact opposite, I don't get it. I do not get it. We have some of the dumbest people in office. And it's like Biden went through and said, you know what, Trump, you know, I just don't like what he did. We have to do the exact opposite. Except everything that Trump did was to bring the smartest people in. So doing the exact opposite would mean what? Bringing in the dumbest people that we could find. And Biden succeeded, starting with himself first and following with Kamala. That is, it's terrible, right, to do it. It's sad to see, but you get this because one thing with politics, when you don't have honest people in politics, the corruptible people are easily manipulated to get into politics and then be able to be manipulated and to do manipulation enough to be say anything to get elected. Right? An honest person, a godly person, isn't going to say whatever to get elected. They're going to have principles and morals, which could have a negative effect on their election cycle, which I think is more of a falsity. I think that if you are, you know, you are standing on your morals all the time, godly values, God will walk alongside you and help you out. I think that some of these people, quote unquote, that say that they're good, say that they're American first, say whatever, they say it to get elected, and then they do stuff like they vote for a spending bill that they keep on spending, and then say, "I see, I'm for you. You didn't stand on your morals. You didn't stand up and say in the face of everything, I'm standing on whatever it is, no matter who, no matter what is saying what, right? They still bend in the wind. So I think that we use that term loosely, that you got to do whatever you can to get elected. Whereas you should really stand on your morals to get elected. And in the face of stuff, you got to stand on your morals, no matter if it's your own party or whatever else. You go back to George Washington, where he said parties are going to be the downfall. I'm paraphrasing here, of a society, right? And it kind of is, because you have two people fighting over it, and they just want to agree on everything because it's my party, it's your your versus your party. It's not, we're trying to do whatever is best for the people. And you say bipartisan, and all of a sudden you think about, oh, it's just one party that agrees upon everything. It's kind of, it's really weird. It doesn't make good sense. It is trying to sell out the people faster and give their money away at a faster clip, right? We're going to be up to an $8 trillion budget. I do budget air quotes. The federal government is not supposed to have a budget. They're only supposed to spend the money that they have, not... You go back to my tax thing and you'll understand why. You know, people will say, or like this meme says, you're against taxation without representation. I'm against taxation. We are not the same. I'm sure that you're out there, you know, also against taxation. So I'm not, this is just the meme part of it. I mean, you're listening to me. You got a lot of brains if you're listening to me, right? You're thinking. You are part of the problem, as Biden says. You are the you are the issue, as Biden has said. I think that you're absolutely a genius, but I may be a little biased because you're listening to me, but you know, I think that your ability, I think people that listen to content like mine or anything else, or you might even, you know, want to listen to MSNBC every once in a while because you find it humorous, right? But the people that want to go out and think and want to put more information, you know, in their brains, or, you know, put more content to be able to make better decisions and be able to challenge authority, to question authority, and to be able to show that there is a better way. I think that is something that we can jump on top of, and I think that makes for a better society, especially once kids are thinking everything else, right? Young boys right now are the most conservative generation that we've ever seen. Happens to be girls are the most liberal, but it's going to be interesting, right? As more and more people want, you know, that to live without government interference, and men kind of get sick of it, of everyone stomping on them and telling them what they can and can't do. And it is interesting, right, to see how that is. And when you have independent women, they tend to be independent thinking women, right? They tend to also be a little bit more conservative side too, because once you start making money, you want to keep that money. And then you have the other side of it where people think that the spouse of the, you know, a strong independent woman or whatever else it is, whatever else they say, is the government, where that doesn't make any sense to me, but that's what the government and has convinced people to be able to do. Getting into the budget stuff, Thomas Massey on Twitter had a really good little tweet here, and I'll read it. He said, "The budget gimmicks and earmarks are an intoxicating cocktail. After 14 months sober, Congress has fallen off the wagon. By a vote of 339 to 85, Republican-led House just passed a minibus that spends tens of billions more than Pelosi's House spent in the same things last year." What did I tell you about the Republicans? I don't know if the House and the Senate are going to be won by the GOP. I know Trump's winning. I fully believe that. I know that they're going to try to seal it. Whatever. I think Trump is the candidate. His momentum, I think a lot of people are going to want that. However, everything down ballot, if Trump goes through, he carries them. But there's still a ton of cleaning up to do. Thomas Massey just showed us how bad these people are. Thomas Massey, and I got to call my representative again tomorrow. It's been one of those things where I haven't had time today. I've been in meetings all day, you know, taking kids to things. So I just got home like 5 minutes before this, recording this. So I haven't had any time today to make a phone call. But this is disappointing. 34.4 trillion dollars in debt right now. We're going to be going up by $1 trillion every 100 days, and it looks like it's speeding up. I think it was a month or two ago, I said I mentioned one of them. I can't remember if it was 3 months ago. I just said, hey, you know, we're going to have to start making the hard choices here sometime in the future. And then like a month after that, or even a couple weeks after that, I said, it almost looks like we're going to have to make the hard choices even sooner. After this, we're going to have to make the hard choices even sooner than that. They don't see it. They're the deer that stands in the middle of the road and doesn't see the car headlights before it's taken out. It's their elected officials supposed to be doing what is right, and they're doing earmarks and budget gimmicks and everything else. We're going to cut spending on this. Shut down the government for 6 months. You shut it down. Shut it down for a year. Shut it down for 2 years. We're getting to a point where maybe people are just going to have to, you know, elect people that are willing to dig in their heels and say, stand on principles. I wonder where somebody said that before. Dig in their heels and say, you know what? Here's what it is. We are taking a spending of what we've taken in last year. We're going to take that and we're going to reduce it by 25%. That is what we're spending this year. Anything else we can't do. That's what I'm standing on. That includes interest, everything. Well, you can't do that. That's impossible. We can't do. Too bad. That's what we have to do. We're going to, you know, Social Security. I think that, you know, people that paid into it need to be get paid out. We're going to have to transition this out. We want people to be able to earn as much money as possible. So, and Social Security, we are not doing that. We are stealing American people's money, sitting in something, giving them a junk return and hoping that they're okay with it. But those that have paid into it need to get that money back because that was their money to begin with. We need to make this adjustment. We want American people to have more money in their pocket. They always do it as we're taking away something from American people with the Social Security. Yeah, you did. You took away my money that I couldn't invest on my own, make a better return, and have it. Start saying that. Start saying what you screwed me out of. No, we're just going to take away this thing for you. Medicare, Medicaid. It's got to be fixed. I've read a lot on this. You let that monopoly go free without having anything with the stupid insurance stuff. Hey, everything should just be cash out of pocket. Insurance is for those, you know, insane, you know, expensive things. Not everything's expensive. And everyone puts doctors up on a pedestal. They're practicing, for crying out loud. Stop putting them on a pedestal. You obviously haven't worked with or dealt with too many doctors if you think that they're all smart. I don't get where people go off of, yeah, they're all smart. I've met some really good doctors that I really like. I've met some ones that I've had to explain to them how that they should be doing and approaching things because they're too brain dead to figure it out. Really, really annoying stuff. If you've had to deal with in a hospital, especially for a child, and they're really screwing stuff up, you know how dumb it is. And you've seen it. And they're way to get away with this. Stop holding people up on a pedestal. People are not to be held up on a pedestal. You should be supposed to be looking to your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for that and what he is capable of, not what politicians, people, or anything else. It's crazy that people decide to hold every, yeah, we need that endorsement. We, you know, the scientists, everybody, whatever they said, 97% of scientists agree climate change is real. 97% said that wearing a mask would help you out through this COVID thing. Oh, and getting the shot is going to be good for you. All this other stuff. And people keep falling for it. Stop it. You're very capable and independent thinkers. Start independently thinking. Start using your God-given brain that has the amazing power to be able to think for yourself. If you can't do that, then just stop watching the media for a little bit. If you're in the transition to being thinking for yourself, of your God-capable, what I think that you're very capable of doing, I think watching people think and everything else is amazing. Because for me, I love having those conversations with people that want to think. Rubbing off the ideas of somebody that thinks, not somebody that took an idea from somebody else, heard it on TV, heard it from Main Street, somebody that thinks is amazing. Those are the best conversations. Why? Because you progress past the point of the stupid media talking points. We are all given amazing abilities by God. Let's use them. I am praying for everybody out there. I want to thank you so much for listening to The Way Freedom Flies and helping, sharing, helping this podcast, sharing the podcast. Really does help out. And until next time, God bless.